With all the wildfire smoke in Montana skies this summer, have you been surprised it doesn't always smell smoky? Or under clear skies, it has smelled like a campfire from a distant haze? MTPR's Keely Larson explains why.
It turns out there's a lot that goes into our perception of smoke and how it squares with the air quality index. And it starts with basic chemistry. AQI numbers measure solid particles, or particulate matter. PM2.5 gets a lot of talk during wildfire season because it refers to the size of smoke particles, and it's particularly harmful to our health. But what we actually smell isn't the particulate matter. It's the volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, and they aren't included in the AQI number. Lixu Jin is an atmospheric chemist at Rutgers University.
If you go to those bakery stores, you will smell like very good odor. That's VOC. Depends on which kind of VOCs, it can give you different type of smell. So the VOC from the wildfire smoke, they really depends on the fuel type.
Jean said not all VOCs are bad for our health, like that bakery smell. But wildfire smoke is the second largest producer of non-cancer causing VOCs, which means they can contribute to diseases like asthma. Smoke can also change as it ages or travels. For example, before Montana started having its own fires this summer, the state was inundated with smoke from fires in Oregon and Washington. As that smoke travels, it picks up VOCs that can chemically react and produce air pollution. Tracking that is part of the equation, too. The EPA's online fire and smoke map provides an average every hour using a system called Nowcast. But within the map are data from what are called purple air sensors, which update more frequently. So you can toggle between the two to get a more timely and accurate reading of the air quality. Carrie Mueller is an air quality specialist with Missoula Public Health. She says this is important because conditions can change quickly.
If we're seeing smoke roll in, that monitor might not update until the next hour to accurately reflect what the air quality is. And that's where those purple air sensors are helpful to see what like the 10-minute average is. And you can really see those conditions changing faster.
Both Mueller and Jin emphasize keeping an eye on changing conditions to better protect your health.
The best thing that you can do if you don't have AC is still opening up your windows when the temperature outside has become cooler than it is inside, and bringing in that cool outdoor air, and then closing those windows, cleaning your indoor air, and maybe doing that once in the evening and then again in the morning.
In Missoula, I'm Keely Larson.